There you go, we are live. Like under public announcements, I'd like to make one. We wanted to thank Jose Mulet with VIA. He's moving on with his career, and now they have appointed Terrence Chase to take his place. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you are the Director of Finance, right?
Yes.
Wonderful. All right, it's good to have you here.
Thank you.
All right, other than that, are there any other public announcements, comments? Andy?
Hi, my name's Andy Hancock. I'm a local business owner. Just got a few thank yous. Thanks to Public Works for spring break and the cleaning up they did, which was fantastic. Some people complained about it. I thought that was out of order myself. I think they did a great job. Thanks to UME, Inertia Tours, and the city for promoting such a great spring break. I was very surprised, I have to say. The amount of kids, and they were brilliant. So, the Sandcastle Trail has proved massively successful since you funded it, so that's a big thank you. And there's been minimal damage to the larger sculptures, stuff I just go and fix, so it's been very good. The kids are very respectful. The large castle outside the visitor centre is heading for 10,000 vehicle visits, so that's massively popular. On a personal note, I've just passed 200 reviews on TripAdvisor, I remain the number one activity on SPI and the Texas Gulf Coast, so we're beating everybody in Houston and Corpus and everywhere else at the moment. I do have some concerns about the marketing. I know we're here to discuss marketing, and I'm not here to beat up on anybody. I'm just here to voice this is my opinion. It's not anybody else's, okay? I've got a bit of know-how in this area, because if you look online, I've got quite a big presence online, so on Google and every other search engine. The Totally Beaching thing seems to not be gaining any traction. That's what concerns me most. The last video I can find was posted 8 months ago, and it's the old ad that was rehashed from the previous filming. I've got the bits and pieces for you to look at off the computer. I downloaded them this morning. We don't seem to have any presence in terms of banner ads. I don't know whether this is true because I'm looking from South Padre Island, but I want to see banner ads on TripAdvisor. That's the biggest tourism site in the world. So if we haven't got banner ads running it in the rest of Texas on TripAdvisor, we are doing ourselves a disservice. YouTube on South Padre Island is all about spring break, as you can imagine. That needs to be ramped up. I mean, we're on Vimeo, but we're not on YouTube. Vimeo's nowhere near YouTube. YouTube's the number one deal. We don't appear to have any new pictures. I mean, besides me and Chad Hart, who are picture maniacs, we post all the time, virtually every day. There doesn't appear to be many new pictures. Videos. I'm concerned that perhaps we haven't done any filming during the winter. I mean, I've been to many a packed bar where Leslie's singing and Winter Texas is dancing around and the places are jammed. Those would make great videos, especially to attract more winter Texans, you know, because they're the guys who are saving our winters at the moment. So I'm concerned if there's no new video doing that. And I'm not running it, so I don't know. But it's my opinion. The winter activities, Christmas activities, there's nothing online. We appear to die in the winter. We turn into a black hole. And print. Obviously, I'm not in Austin. I'm not anywhere else. But I have got the latest Rio Grande Valley Guide. And there's our ad in the Rio Grande Valley Guide, the Totally Beachy one. And that proves the power of free press. I'll take the credit. It's an article I wrote about South Padre being the sandcastle capital of the world and having the best job in the world. So we got a full page for free. So, and there are 1.3 million people between here and San Antonio. So I think this is an important thing to get into. I know we have our own guide. But I can't seem to get any editorial into that. But anyway, so these are just my concerns. As I say, I'll pass these over. I would like to see more print advertising because I think that's what really brings families, because in my case, it's the moms who read the print. They read print online, obviously. We've spent a lot of money, and I'm assuming we're going to spend more money on marketing. I'd just like to see the guts of it, how it's, you know, drill down into what we're doing and see how it's actually affected, because it's not affecting the online presence. I'm very concerned. Totally Beaching hasn't got any presence at all. In fact, Totally Beaching is way down the list to a hair and cosmetics company who are also called Totally Beaching. They run their adverts under that. There's also another TV campaign running as Totally Beaching, done by a European crew and who are promoting Mexico, Fuerteventura. So I'm really concerned that the Totally Beaching isn't grabbing people for us. It's showing people elsewhere. So, and I'm just going online. You know, it's like everybody else would. A bit of a shameless family self-promotion. I'd like to thank Mary Kay. She's got the Facebook page way past 201,000 now, which I think is awesome. I get reciprocal hits off that because I make sure I post pictures to it, and that really works for me as a business on the island. So I think other businesses that are not doing that should do it. Send pictures to her and get her to post them. Not as business advertising, as a view of South Padre Island and what you can do. Because I get good spirit from that, and it works for me. But our Facebook page continues to gain ground, and she continues to keep up with the social media, which is the most important thing. So I've also got, I'd just like to call as part of my thing for, I've got a new idea, I want to promote it, and I want to get the thing funded, and I want to call for a budget committee meeting. I know that my wife, Mary Kay, coordinates this with you, the budget committee, but I have to go to budget before I can come to the full committee. So I'd like to call for that because it's quite a long-winded project and it's going to need a good run-up if we're going to launch it next year. So I'll hand you some basic information about it, and then if you want a full pack, I'll gladly send you one. So that's about it, really. Thanks for spring break. It was great. I enjoyed myself, so that was it.
All right, thank you. Any other comments?
Good morning. My name is Stormy Wall. I'm a resident on South Padre Island. Last fall, you so generously funded our concerts on the Bay series, and we ran 18 shows. We had two rainouts. One night we took indoors to Louis. That was a Friday night. We had close to 400 people inside at Louis. That was our biggest night. I figured if we had it outdoors, there would have been almost twice that many people. A lot of people drove by and went on home because they didn't see a stage set up. But I want to talk about our original concept. Last time I was in Florida, I didn't get to attend a meeting with my partner, French Smith. And originally, we wanted to do a weekend fall festival, Friday and Saturday nights. And Friday night is crucial to getting that visitor in, especially a fly-in markets where I think we should promote our destination. They're not going to fly in Saturday and out Sunday. So if we get them in Friday night, we have an event for them. They can have dinner. They can attend our event, wake up Saturday morning, and they're here on the island to experience the real island experience. You know, they have breakfast, shop, go to the beach. There's lots of daytime activities. We do a great job in the daytime with all of our activities, lunch, dinner. And our show starts at 7 at night with an opening band, and our headliner comes on at 8:30. So really, Our headliner band is 8:30 to 10. It's really a couple of hours during the evening that we capture people over by 10 o'clock. So there's 4 hours to go out and enjoy the island and still have dinner, drinks, dance, whatever you want to do. A lot of people showed up about 8 o'clock. They spent a half hour socializing, mixing about, getting settled in. And by 8:30, we start up our headliner. And I think the weekend festival is in line with the rest of Texas. I went on the computer this past week and looked at the fall festivals. There's just pages and pages of Friday and Saturday festivals in the state of Texas. And the fall is the busiest season for my partner, French Smith, who rents out stages. He's running just crazy all over the state with his equipment in the fall. If we don't compete in the fall with some kind of music and food and vendor festival, we're not in the game. Everybody's in the game, and they're our competitive set. And a lot of them are small towns. I'm going to give you a couple. The State Fair up in Dallas is huge, and we all know that. That's a 24-day event. Worst Fest has been going on for 40 years, and I've been to that numerous times and had a lot of great times. And some of them I don't remember, but it's a huge event, just built on music and food. The Texas Rose Festival in Tyler since 1933. Austin City Limits Music Festival, vendors and music in the fall. And it's about 12 years ago they started this. And I know my friend who was executive director of Austin City Limits regrets not cutting a better deal because this thing is just blown up. And they don't get what they should get out because they lended their name to the event. The Renaissance Festival outside of Houston, 6 weeks. The Cajun Catfish Festival in Conroe. Food and music draws 40,000 people. It's food and it's music that unites people and brings them together and gives them that great experience. And we do it for free, and we need to tell more people about what we do in the fall, what we hope to do on a Friday and Saturday night. Texas Mushroom Festival in Madisonville with live music. Texas Rice Festival in Winnie, Texas. The Boot Fest in Victoria. It's a Friday, Saturday night, and there's free music. Oktoberfest in Fredericksburg, 4 stages, 20 bands, Friday through Sunday. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and this is who we compete with. And when you're looking around for something to do and you're traveling out on Friday, which is a very busy flight time, Fridays and Sundays are your two busiest travel times, when you're looking around for things to do, you look at these destinations. And when I dated the city attorney in Austin, Texas years ago, every other week we would take off for some place, 5 or 6 carloads of people, and we'd look at Laredo or San Antonio or Fredericksburg or Dallas or Galveston, Corpus Christi. We would go someplace every Friday night. So people are traveling. People are going out finding someplace to go. And I think we're a great option for them. And you know all those great reasons, the weather, the rates, and events. And we anchor the fall with this event. And it's a great vehicle to market this destination with billboards and pictures and music and these great artists that we brought down. We brought down a Tejano artist, Max Baca. And if you came out to our show, I told you who he was. He was an original Texas Tornado. He won a Grammy in 2010. He's played on 10 Grammy albums. He played the Library of Congress last September 11th for a memorial concert. He played the Kennedy Center. And 2 weeks later, he's played our stage. And we didn't get the word out very well. We didn't market who this man was, but he's a legend. We had Sarah Beth come in, and she got rained out. We had to take her to Kelly's. She was singing at the Texans game towards the end of the season, singing the national anthem. It didn't bring them much luck, but that's the caliber of artists. Del Castillo and The Brew, there were some magical, magical nights out there. And anybody who came to that festival will tell you, and if you came out and sat down, which I would want you to do that so you get a good feel of what's going on, get up on stage, and the whole board get up on stage and let me introduce you and thank the people for coming out and talk to them about our vision for bringing people in and making the fall attractive. Every weekend, we have an event for you. So if you miss one weekend, the good news is there's plenty of weekends to come down. Vern Lewis sat next to some people one night, and he said, hey, have you heard this band before? And they says, yeah, we're from Fort Worth. We follow this band. There were lots of those stories. If you came out and sat among the people, there were some magical, magical nights. Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas, he's out in the audience playing his accordion, dancing, and everybody's going crazy, a couple of hundred people dancing. The same with The Brew, same with Van Wilkes. He played with ZZ Top at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. These are the kind of artists we brought down. And we put them on a $120,000 stage with $40,000 in lights with 2 sound engineers. We put a first-class production on. I mean, we put on a real show, and people were thrilled that we're there. Unfortunately, we launched this thing close to the fall, and weren't able to really get the word out. I've got 6,000 people that look at my Facebook post when I put out on the bands. But I think we can do a better job, and we can make Saturday night 1,000 people and make Friday night 1,000 and Saturday night even more. Corpus Christi does a jazz festival in the fall. They do a Friday night art festival downtown from 5:30 to 9. They promote that downtown district, and everybody rolls out the red carpet, and the vendors are out, and the stores are open, and the lights are on, and they bring in a lot of tourism on Friday nights. Jackson Street and Market Days in Harlingen. They've got music and arts and crafts downtown October, November, and December. Rockport does a live music fair in the fall with stand-up paddle boarding and vendors and live music. Corpus Christi does a jazz festival for 54 years. It's huge. Brownsville does a jazz festival for 17 years. Harlingen does a free concert. They get 4,000 people there, and they started out very humble. South by Southwest started out with 800 people. I went to those first couple of years, and you could get everywhere. But it's grown, and that's what I'm asking you to do, is give us a chance to grow this event. This is not my event, and it's not Roadway Productions. It's the town's event, and I want to see everybody behind us and promoting this and putting it on your calendar and your website and the agency using this to promote the fall. We've got a great story to tell about our fall. Warm water, great beaches. Wouldn't you rather come here than go to Conroe or some little town in Texas? Of course you would. Sometimes it's a longer trip, but it's worth it. And if we don't get those people in on the weekend, somebody else is going to get them. Corpus Christi is going to get them in, or Port Aransas or Rockport. I mean, I just think if we miss Friday night, then we will never get that Friday night back. And those weekends in the fall are precious every night. And if we don't get them September and October, then the weather changes and November comes, and they won't be back until the spring. So I'm just asking you to give us the event a fair shot, and let's promote it and back it up. We want to do Bike Fest. We want to put out a notice to Rio Grande Valley that, hey, you guys come out to the island, just ride your bike, nothing complicated, no registration fees. Just get on your bike and ride to the island for a weekend. You know there's going to be 500 bikes out here, and that's an easy thing. We'll maybe put a little bit more rockier music on that night. So other festivals have grown. They've been supported. Harlingen's in their 14th year, and they started out very humble. But they have grown, and they have 4,000 people, and I've been to a number of those, and it's exciting when you get all those people together and the energy and the magic that happens when you have music and everybody together. But I want to thank you for your support last year. We hope we can make this keep it a two-day event and make this fall pop and develop this thing and grow this thing to where it's a huge event, and we take our place in line with the rest of the Texas festivals. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Mr. Chairman, I was in San Salvador last month for last month's meeting, trying to bring more airlines to the island, and I missed my opportunity to welcome Arnie Krennan to the board. That is, what I mostly wanted to do was thank Arnie for getting us in that double truck color news article, editorial in the American Way, which is the in-flight magazine of the largest airline in the free world. And it proclaims South Padre Island the home of the best Italian restaurant in the United States. Arnie, we need you to do it again. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jan Whittington. I am a local here on the island, as most of you know. And I just want to speak about the music festival as well. I am a small business owner, and I talk to hundreds of people every week, and just thousands throughout the course of the year, and especially the summer. And first of all, I'd like to say I love South Padre Island. I fell in love with South Padre Island 20 years ago, and I think it's a wonderful place. So when I see good things happening that make me feel more excited about where I live, I know other people will get excited about those things too. And one of the things that I have really enjoyed, my family, my friends, I've invited people from out of town to join me. My customers that I speak to, I told them, and I put it on my website about the Fall Music Festival concert series. And it's something to get excited about, and I would very much love to see it continue. In my business, you start marketing way in advance. You can't start marketing in September for an event that happens in the fall. If the concert series should continue, it's something we need to act on immediately, because now is when we're talking to the people who come to our island. They come during the summer, and if they know something exciting is happening in the fall that they'd like to take in and come to, they need to see it now, not months away, because it's the sort of thing we collect ideas of things that we're going to do throughout the course of the year and that we want to go to. I know that, you know, ACL is coming in the fall, and I start thinking about it now as a customer. So I know that my customers think that way too. It's the sort of thing that we can post on our company websites, our city website, throughout the course of the year, just like the other events that we have that people just become accustomed to knowing are going to happen. And I think, you know, people who own small businesses and work on our island and in the hospitality industry, the restaurant industry, everything, we work very hard to generate the tax dollars. And if we're not excited about the things that are happening on our island, and they're not things for us to take our family out to and our friends out to that we enjoy and that we promote, then how can other people get excited about it? So I'm very excited about the fall concert series. I really hope it continues. It needs time to become popular. So I really am very supportive of that. It gives me something to tell people, come to the island in the fall. It's beautiful. The weather is the most amazing. Come to our island. We have music on the bay Friday and Saturday night, vendors, dining, bayside entertainment. It's wonderful. I love it, and I know other people will too. And I urge you to continue the fall concert series. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Okay. Let's move on to item number four, the consent of the agenda. Approval of the minutes for February 26, 2014, regular meeting. I'd like to make a motion to approve these minutes.
Second.
Any other comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Item number five, discussion and action related to the hiring process of the new Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. All right. This is a very exciting time. We definitely want to at least support and have a little bit of input in the hiring of the new CVB director. As we all know, that person is really the marketing director for the city, so we would ask the city to involve us in the review process and perhaps in the vetting of that person. Any other comments? Yeah? Okay. There we go. So I don't know of any candidates out there or anything. I believe we're just at the beginning.
Is the job posted? Or are we waiting?
Yes, it is posted.
It is posted?
It is posted.
Okay. Well, we're waiting for the lead on the new city manager, correct?
April 1st.
And he'll be in place April 1st.
Right. So we would ask that.
Maybe we should invite him to a special coffee or happy hour, whatever, and have a social get to know him and see how he feels about tourism and let him know how we feel.
Yeah. I'm sure Gabrielas would be glad to do that.
Yeah, Gabrielas is my choice too.
There we go. How's that? Now, maybe what we can do is find out from Darla where we're at now and then go ahead and maybe we have a little gathering over. We could do that at Gabriella's, meet and greet.
Yeah, so I think what we really need to do is we are formally asking the city manager or Darla in the meantime to please give us an update and to let us be an active participant in
correct.
The search of the CVB director.
Correct.
All right, thank you. Any other, nothing else, we'll just move on. All right, item six, as we enter the marketing area of our agenda, we will be ending the video of our agenda. We will be ending the video. We enter the marketing area.